Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the latest Israeli military operations in Lebanon have killed at least 22 people and drawn condemnation for attacks on UN peacekeepers.
Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes hit different parts of central Beirut on Thursday evening, killing at least 22 people and wounding dozens. According to an AP photographer at the scene, one attack brought down one eight-story building and wiped out the lower floors of another building. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV reported that an attempt to kill a top security official with the group had failed and that he had not been inside either of the targeted buildings. Meanwhile, the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon said in a statement that its headquarters and positions have been repeatedly hit by Israeli forces. Two peacekeepers were wounded in southern Lebanon. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on hurricane cleanup in Florida.
Milton knocked out power to millions and set off tornadoes in Florida. Milton caused storm surge and flooding. On top of that were tornadoes. But Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton didn't reach the levels of Hurricane Helene.
Helene was producing major surge all across the west coast of Florida, and then in the Big Bend, it was just biblical.
The worst storm surge from Milton appeared to be in Sarasota County, up to 10 feet lower than in the worst place during Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police say gunmen killed 20 minors and wounded another seven in Pakistan's southwest. It is the latest attack in rest of Balochistan province and comes days ahead of a major security summit being hosted in the capital. Police officials said the gunmen stormed the accommodations of the coal mine late Thursday, rounded up the men, and opened fire. Most of the men were from the Pashtun-speaking areas of Balochistan. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is seeking a military and financial boost during a 48-hour trip to London, Paris, Rome, and Berlin. This is as he promotes what he calls a victory plan to end Ukraine's war with Russia. Earlier on Thursday, Zelensky said he laid out his plan to defeat Russian forces as he met UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and NATO Chief Mark Rutte.
Supporting Ukraine in this fight against Russia is crucial for our collective safety here in this part of Europe, in Canada, in the United States, all over NATO territory. Because if Putin would get his way in Ukraine, that will mean a serious security implication, have a serious security implication for all of us in NATO.
Later Thursday, Zelensky arrived in Paris, where he met with President Emmanuel Macron. Planned meeting of Ukraine's allies in Germany on Saturday was postponed after U.S. President Joe Biden called off his visit to focus on the threat from Hurricane Milton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Southeast Asian leaders on Friday that the U.S. is concerned about China's increasingly dangerous and unlawful activities, as he put it, in the disputed South China Sea during an annual summit meeting, and pledged the U.S. will continue to uphold freedom of navigation and the vital trade route. Leaders and dignitaries also attended a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Rebuilding trust and support from Canberra was highlighted.
Australia is committed to working with all of you to ensure ASEAN remains at the centre of a dynamic region where stability is secured through collective responsibility and prosperity is built by shared opportunity, where the sovereignty of every nation is respected and where all of us work together to meet the challenges and seize the opportunities of the decades ahead.
Prosecutors say that South African President Cyril Ramaphosa will not face criminal charges over a hidden cash scandal that was revealed more than 2 years ago and triggered an investigation by a special police unit. A former national security chief accused Ramaphosa in 2022 of kidnapping, bribery, and other crimes in relation to the theft of $580,000 in U.S. currency that was stashed in a couch at the president's ranch. The former security boss alleged Ramaphosa's security detail tracked down and kidnapped the people who stole the money and bribed them to keep quiet about its existence. Ramaphosa denied wrongdoing. The police investigation had been active until Thursday's announcement. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.